Good morning, gentlemen. A friendly reminder, Mincha this evening is at 5:45. Also, if you have any connections in the land of Israel, they changed the clock today. So do understand that we are 6 hours separate one another. We are learning Masechta Kelim in Perek Yates, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel, and the Mishnah states as follows: Achevel Ayotzi Min Amita. Let's say you have rope that extends from a bed. So Ad Chamisha Tvachim Torah. If it's up to five Tvachim, so whatever is there after you're done weaving it in and out, after the five Tvachim, so it's no longer considered necessary for the bed. So that part's going to be Tor, but from 5 until 10, it's going to be Tame. If it's more, it's going to be more. If it's beyond 10, so it's going to be Torah. That already serves a totally different function. That's where you can tie the carbon Pesach to the bed. That's how you can lower the bed. It's a totally different ball game, and it's not connected. Mizran Hayotzi Min Amita. What if you have the Mizran? The Mizran was a cloth piece that was there in order to hold the ropes of the bed together. So if you have a Mizran that comes out of a bed kosher, it extends beyond the bed, so then it becomes Tameh, whatever the length is, Divir Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, no. It's only until 10 Tvachim, Ad Asar Tvachim. Shiari Mizran, the minimum length of leftover, is Sheva Tvachim Kedei Lasoso Chevek Lachamor. It's enough to be a flap for a donkey, which kind of makes you wonder how people used to live in those days. How did you sleep at night with the braying and the baying of the sheep? But whatever the case is, that was the case that was there, and if it serves a function, so obviously it has an ability to become tummy. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.